This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Little taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
The throw to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
You're a bad man, Woody. That's all I can say is you're a bad man.
You know, they got kids listening to this show.
Yeah, right? We have children, and they're nothing in their cars with their parents going to camp.
Let me ask you, was that big win over Guatemala?
Was it a big win?
Big win, yeah. It was for the U.S.?
2-1.
No, was it a big win? I mean, was it like a monumental win for the U.S. team?
Sure.
It was made up. Yeah. It's another one of these made
up.
Oh,
it's one of those cups that you hate. Yeah.
I thought it was Guyana that they were playing.
Oh, this not for qualification or something? To qualify?
No,
I don't know.
I had no idea they played yesterday. I heard it on the radio driving in.
I got to tell you, soccer, I know.
So did you watch?
I watch Inter Miami PSG, yes. By the way, the number one team in the world.
Because you went to France and you got to see it. You got the feel of PSG, right?
Yeah, and the guy told me, he said, hey, you know, we're getting in a few days. It's funny you're here. We're getting ready to go to Munich and we're playing for the championship of Europe, basically. And I went, wow. And they won. And then I find out they've been winning
best
everything.
Best team in the league. I mean, the best team in the world right now.
Yes, PSG. Number one.
And they played Inter Miami.
By the way, about a $230 million payroll, too.
Well, you know,
got an NFL payroll.
No doubt.
How much do you know about this team? He spent 4 days in Paris. He's like,
no, because PSG. I do sports stuff, Jerky. Like, it doesn't matter where I go.
You run around researching.
The best team in the league. I tell you,
They made Inter Miami in that first half.
You know, Messi could have been seven. Messi was embarrassed. Did you hear what the guy said? Hear what one of the best players said? He said, there's Messi and a bunch of statues on the field. They don't know how to run. They don't run. They just stand around.
I saw the comments.
Yeah.
Well, they're not on the same level.
No, they're not.
Like minor league playing a pro team.
Yeah, plus, to be fair, everybody knows, like, the Barcelona brothers all came together. They're all at the end of their careers. Messi brought all those guys in. Hey, it's been great.
But
they got to Final 16, and we're sitting here ripping them. They lost to the best team.
Who would they beat?
I mean, they actually had a couple of ties, which really drives
a couple of those teams, though.
I think Inter Miami is it's great for the MLS, but boy, you step into that league, and that's a whole different animal, man.
Well, the Club World Cup is serious. Yeah. Like when people so the other part of this is everybody because Real Madrid,
Real
won again
was Juventus,
last night.
And
so you got PSG, and you've got some of the Premier League teams still going strong,
yeah.
And so people are giving all these guys a hard time. They go, well, we thought the games were going to be closer because we thought PSG would come over here, and they're playing for a lot of money.
Yeah.
Everybody forgot. There's a lot of money. When they motivate these guys. Plus, nobody wants to look bad in front of Messi. I think they had two own goals,
didn't they? I think Inter Miami had one of them hit off the guy's arm. Another one hit off the other guy's head.
Yeah, the one guy did get caught, and then like the ball bounced off, and he was put that look on his face crap.
Yeah,
bad enough they're scoring goals. Now they get
and then
one.
They
show
Messi, and he's like, what's the?
He had a look.
Oh my!
He's going.
This is his old team, right?
It was.
And those guys were.
It was.
Those
he
guys
was
were,
with him.
So the one of them made a goal, and some guy was like giving him.
But you could see the speed and the difference in skill, and it's not a shot at anybody. It's just. they got some young, super talented guys on that.
Well, you
team.
Know what? So the first time I saw that level of soccer was when the Dolphins first went to London, and we went and watched the game.
Who did you watch over
there? We watched Chelsea and Manchester City.
Oh, that's two.
And it was Thierry Henry was on that team. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching the game and I'm saying, you know what? These guys, if they were in the NFL, they would be defensive backs and wide receivers.
Yeah.
Right? Big, fast guys, strong.
But their quickness and with a soccer ball in front of them, the moves they make.
So I'm watching.
Wait a second. None of those guys would be in the NFL.
No, I'm telling you, the makeup of they're not 300-pound offensive linemen.
No, they're all skilled.
They're the fast guys.
I was gonna say, if any of those NFL guys actually wanted to play soccer, they would dominate.
Well, no doubt, but they don't. But so their skill, the body type is the body type of a receiver or defensive back. Fast, mobile, all these things. So I'm watching the game in there, and they shoot, the goalie deflects it. And then all of a sudden, I see this guy Thierry Henry just making a beeline down the opposite sideline. Guy throws hits a diagonal ball across him, almost all the way to the 15-yard box, and puts it right on the guy's foot. I'm going, whoa.
That's what's amazing.
That woke me up. I'm going, oh my God.
That's what's amazing.
That was different, you know.
Anyway, so Inter Miami gets set. By the way, the other story today, of course, Marlins had an 8-game win streak, lose 2-1. Something happened in the game. I got to ask you. First of all, did you see the game last night?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I got to ask you because I thought I knew everything, and I feel like a dumbass. I got up, saw.
Yeah.
So it's 2-1. They're down. Kyle Stowers hits a base hit up the middle. Got runner on second.
Yeah.
Hits a second base umpire, but just dribbles off him, but it kept going out into center field.
Right.
So the guy picks it up. The guy scores from second.
Right.
What do you think happens?
I think it's just
like live ball.
Just live ball.
Yeah, wrong.
Dead ball. Once they hit the umpire, dead
one
ball.
One guy gets to go to third base, and you didn't know either. I feel a lot better. And Stowers got a base hit. He gets credit for the base hit.
So there's these. So now they have the rules where you can only throw a pickoff over twice.
Right.
Right.
You do it again,
and then do they do the deal like after in extra innings they put someone on second base? Are they doing that in the big leagues?
Yes. I love it.
It makes a game.
You
want to
play
faster.
17 innings?
Well, you know,
put a guy at second. Everybody should score.
Well,
they should score 80% of the time.
That came from women's softball. You know that.
I don't care where it came from. I like. And by the way, they're speeding the game up.
Are they
going to
start
like
putting
it.
One of those extra bases on first?
I'm only
base?
Allowing you this because you're watching baseball.
Are they going to put one of those extra bases on base like they do in the College World Series in college and stuff? You know that in Little League. Where you got first base, and then there's another base outside the line.
I haven't seen
where you can. It's a double wide. You know about that, right?
No, I don't think. I don't think.
Woody don't know. Look,
Woody's looking at social media stuff right now. He has no idea.
I think it's funny though that anything new is like appalling to you, but.
Yeah, what's with you on the new stuff? Like a runner on second base,
man,
I like
it. You can't have those games during the week going. You know, 4 or 5 hours into the middle of the night.
Okay. But I'm glad you didn't know that rule, at least. I feel better because I didn't know it either.
I'm surprised you didn't know that rule.
When did that rule come into play?
It hits the umpire and it's a dead ball?
Well, it's not a dead ball. Guy gets credit for a single, and the
runner
at second gets to go third, but he doesn't score.
It's a dead ball, though, like at that point. You can't. I mean, the play's done.
Well, the ball trickled out. The center fielder got it, and I went,
all
right, we got a tie ball game.
Would have scored.
Yes.
They got hosed on that. I mean,
they didn't get hosed. It's a rule.
You need a more athletic umpire to get out of the way of the ball.
When a quarterback throws a ball and it hits an umpire, it's a live ball.
Ball bounces off the guy.
In hockey, guy gets hit. It's,
yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah.
Okay, baseball.
I didn't make the rules.
So I do. I guess I am being a little bit of a curmudgeon, but I like the fact that there's a pitch clock to speed
Everybody
up the game
that.
A little bit.
It has made a big difference.
I like that. And you know what? I like watching the games. I like seeing the box where you can see where the pitch comes in. You know, it's always on the screen.
You know what else?
Unfortunately, those guys miss every call, though.
Well, yeah,
which
but well, you can
like,
see when they miss it.
Yeah. So why don't we have
automatic umpires?
Why do we have robot umps?
What's that mean? You want the umpire to disappear?
I think he could be there for like
what?
Decoration and like you know.
The umpire's fine.
No. Why not get the calls right? If you can get the calls right, why not do it? They have the technology.
So what? It touches the outside of that line.
They're
the
finally,
corner.
I
Get
think
out.
They're going to do that thing with the chips and the football, right? Where they don't have to have those old guys running out on the field with those stupid chains.
I like
well,
that.
No, that,
nothing
that,
dumber.
No, the chains
that might be the
go.
Dumbest thing in all sports.
Chains
not to mention,
I like the chain.
Those guys
like
get their
the
legs broken
gang.
Standing on the sideline well, when
know,
the players roll.
Don't worry down. About them getting hurt.
You know, you know what's funny? Okay. I stand on the sidelines all the time, and you'd be surprised how many times those guys get caught up in the chains, like their feet get caught up, and they're trying to get it, and they don't know and know.
By
no
the way, did you see what happened last year, a couple years ago, over in Germany?
Guy broke
Mahomes came running in, slid over. And rolled up on Drew and
broke his elbow. Yeah, yeah.
They said, don't worry about those guys getting hurt.
So I saw Drew.
Okay.
After that, I saw Drew come back out, and I go, one hit, and you broke. I go, one hit, and you broke your elbow.
Hey, dude, you lift all those weights. You look great. Every woman wants to be with you, and you friggin' got hurt.
Come on, tough guy. You get one hit, and you got a cast on your arm.
I just think there's one spot. Like, if you can get it right, you should get it right. But a couple of the sports right now, I think, have done a very poor job. The NBA is a disaster when it comes to reviewing stuff.
With all the reviews and all the time that it takes and slows down the game, I'd rather have the human error.
Me too.
Right? I'd rather have
that. I know,
that
but
than,
you can't
you
have
see
it.
See how long some of the calls take in the NFL?
You can't be challenging stuff and have it both ways.
You see calls in the NFL that once you see one replay, you know what the call is. But they've got to go over and over and over and
Hate
over
it.
And over and
Hate
over
it. Penalties
again.
Are subjective. Like, you can't do that. Like, you could call a penalty on every play. You can't go back and review
yeah,
penalties.
But what
the
I'm,
pass interference thing was a disaster.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying, even if they're going to review them, but if you see – I mean, how many times have you seen a call where you've seen the first replay and you go, oh, that's
– Yes.
That's what it is. So then, okay, just
All
okay, fine. Let's move on. You don't need to see it 15 times from 8 different angles because
well,
you know exactly what it is.
One of the worst ones, how about the NBA with this flagrant foul crap?
No. Well,
yeah, well.
They spend 20 minutes looking at a play. Was there intent? Was it too hard?
So,
like,
so the
on,
one
man.
Thing the NFL has the other sports don't have, there's going to be a gray area and two things that we talk about every Monday morning after all these games on Sunday, and that is holding by offensive and defensive linemen in the pass interference where they're pushing each other both all the way down the sideline.
Yeah.
And who's going to get the call? Oh, no
Always
call.
Always offense. Always goes the offensive way.
Yeah.
Because they want points. I understand that. But, to the point, it gets to the point where – so here's my take on – what I would like to see in the NFL is the play goes to the right side. There's a backside holding – Or
let it go if it has nothing to do with the
play. It has no effect on the play. Let that go, and then when the play's over, hey, I saw you. I didn't call it, but I'm gonna keep an eye on it. You know,
I like that.
Just
as long as it doesn't affect the play.
You can't do that.
They need to do that in high school.
You can't do that though.
Same thing.
Who's to say what affects a play?
If it's backside and has nothing to do with the play,
you
think the guy's
going to
run all the way over?
That's a slippery slope.
If the guy cuts back,
well,
and all
that's
of
the
sudden
only good point you've had this morning.
Play,
I like it.
Comes back part of the play, then, you know.
I think Joe just took a shot at you.
That's all right.
No, Bo loves baseball. Now, the thing that gets me, I thought you'd like to speed the game up, and the guy, you really don't got like the guy in this on the
no,
second.
I don't mind the two, pickoff plays, because you'll get guys.
You all right with no shift anymore? You can't shift the third guy on the other side of second base?
No, I don't like that. I think you should be able to put your players where you want to put them, right? I think.
My favorite of your baseball
by the way,
was the guy wearing those oven mitts to slide.
Oh, please. How many guys? So what?
Did I tell you, by the way, I my son plays baseball. He's in the 8-year-old
league.
Are the
kids
all
using
them? Wear them.
Some
they
of the kids
all,
are wearing
them.
Yeah. And they don't even slide.
And they
most
don't
of them.
Have, they have rubber cleats, right?
Yeah, but so most of them don't slide. They don't.
Right.
They don't even know how at that age.
So
one guy's going in high with their cleats up to cut somebody.
How many times a year do you think a baseball player gets cleated on his hand sliding in?
None now.
None. Zero.
Well, I know, but I mean before the glove, before those.
I think the guys still wear cleats, don't they? Still wear?
No, the big leaguers do.
But how many times they get stomped?
Yeah.
Probably very
over the course
rarely.
Of the year, rarely, right?
Yeah.
But now everyone's wearing oven mitts. You got to.
But they're decorative as well. So
yeah. Well, yeah.
Cool.
I saw one they had like bones on them and stuff like that.
You every so often the real old school stuff shows up in you. You are. Now you want the kids. Kids go in high and let them have it.
But the kids are wearing those.
I'm a Juan Marichal, John Roseboro guy. That kind of a game.
Throw it down and let's go. And bring your bat.
Juan Marichal hits him right over the head with a bat, and that's where
that's it.
And that's where it started.
Love Juan Marichal. I got to start coming up with a list of stuff to ask you about. How about shooting sleeves? You like shooting sleeves? You know what those are? Those arm sleeves? Compression sleeves that the shooters wear on their shooting arm?
Yeah, no.
Kids are wearing those too. Well, they all over the place.
Kids are going to follow everything the pros do.
Everything that the pros do, the kids are going to follow. No, so now you got them all flipping a kid in like T-ball flipping the bat. You know,
hey,
getting onto the thing and doing all the.
By the way, don't go to a 7-on-7 tournament for high school kids. They are taunting.
Yeah.
And doing new dances like you've never seen.
I saw like maybe a 10-year-old kid. Gets a single at first base, squats down on the base and lifts his leg like a dog taking a pee,
like over a base hit.
Over a base hit, yes. That's what was what's come
too
far.
To. No, that's too come far. To. Hell no, that's too far. All right, we got to go to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to. I do like some of your old school takes because there are people out there, Bo. We got an older crowd.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's right, Bo.
Nothing better than sitting at Dolphins camp with you two.
Well, you want to start with the music.
No, I want to get you going this morning. But you guys, that's quite a group up there, by the way. You had Pete in there, too.
Oh, Pete Prisco's level by himself. Man. Unless you get Mike Westhoff to come down for a couple practices. Then you got something.
You sit up there, and you guys are so grumpy.
Will you stop?
What do you mean grumpy?
You know what? You're to be.
This in my day.
You know, you ever notice Woody goes up and he didn't say a word the
in
whole
my
time?
My day, we did three a days.
Yeah, all right, hey, up there. One practice, we're fine. We're not haters for that. Yeah. Beverly's Jewelers, never going to be a hater going there. I know Bo's been there a few times through the years, and so have I. 35 years going to Beverly's Jewelers. Jeff and Amanda, happy 4th of July, and thank you so much for all the things you've done for me through the years. We went through two makeups and breakups with Marga and had to go back to Beverly's Jewelers. She stayed around. I hit the jackpot on the next time around with the ring, and we've been together ever since. They've got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You're going, well, what was that about? That's about if you need to get a diamond engagement ring, you need to go in and see that if you are on a tight budget, because that is superstar stuff that you won't believe until you see, and you're going to ask, is this real? I mean, is this for real what you're offering me? Yes, it is. Hey, not only that, they got gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Hey, birthdays, anniversaries, get back together. I love you gifts. Beverly's Jewelers does it all for you. Go to bevjewelers.com, Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back here. One day before the 4th of July, and hopefully everybody has a great celebration all set up. By the way, we don't get to talk a lot about our former teammates, Bo. We spent an hour on Out to Pasture with A.J. Dewey, and I forgot.
It was great. It was
how
great.
Entertaining he is.
He's a, you know what, he's a
former first-round pick.
Yeah, great football player. I mean, everyone remembers his three interceptions against the Jets, especially the Jets.
In the AFC Championship
game. AFC Championship game, and everyone remembers that. And but he's just a, you know, since the moment I met A.J., been a great friend and just a character, man. Just a guy that, you know, comes from the bayou.
Yeah,
you know, as Cajun as can be.
No shoes.
And he's, you know, but and he's kind of got, Francis has got him a little more sophisticated, you know.
She's tried to dress him up.
Yeah,
she dressed him up,
but he's still the same old guy.
No, he can't change.
And
he got grandkids, he can't change.
Yeah, just a great guy, funny, and sometimes he's not trying to be funny. He's funny.
Yeah, no.
You know?
So the only guy, it's funny how you remember, I told him.
You know, he's that guy.
Whenever we went to restaurants in the off season when we did these travel basketball and softball games, he could never order off the menu.
No.
He had to have something creative that had a combination. I go, why can't you just order off this Denny's breakfast?
Right.
Just get what's here.
No.
And he wanted something extra put on and melted on, and it was just
no. My one thing: no yellow cheese. I don't like yellow cheese.
Yeah,
he liked white cheese, but he doesn't like yellow cheese. What's that all about? I don't know.
He was something else, but he's a hell of a player, and he loved practice.
Oh, so I told
he ran
you
around
I said,
like he was 12 years
I
old.
I said in
the
podcast. I said, you know, the first thing I said is, I said, you know. I loved football, and then I saw you.
He's definitely
the first day. I mean, a whole different level, man. That guy was
he ran off season,
instant energy. So we would run the 12-minute run. You and I, me and I'm just 5.5 laps. I want to get my 5.5 laps.
Right.
AJ wanted to set a AJ would run 7 laps.
Did he really?
AJ would run 7 laps every time. In the 12-minute run.
He could care less if we're going to start double days or triple practices the next day.
No.
I thought
that
about the whole time I was running,
yeah.
I was thinking about the practices in full gear the next day.
Well, you know, as soon as we got done with stretching, I'm worried about the gassers already, right? But AJ just could run. You know, he had his lung capacity. I mean, it wouldn't be a dead sprint, but he was moving. On that 12-minute run,
he was born to play that game. There's no question.
Instant. And it's like I said on the pod. You go, I look at outtopasturepodcast.com. Check it out. Instant energy when he came to the team. And Joe, we sat down with him. We didn't have any notes. And instant energy as soon as we sat down and started talking. Right?
He goes, okay, if I talk about this, you talk about whatever you want. Nobody's going to get mad.
Yeah, no,
maybe you get
great.
A little heated from home when you get home that you'd really say that.
No, it's you got to check it out. Outtopasturepodcast.com. AJ Dewey. It was one of the more enjoyable episodes that we've had.
It was.
And
really,
look, like you said, we could have gone for hours and hours.
Oh, he's just getting.
We just
started.
Scratched the surface.
Oh no, we went through some. We were all playing football during some crazy times. Hey, we got a lot more stuff. Chris Perkins. From the Sun Sentinel is going to join us when we come back. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.